seems to me we should ask the Congress for the new, for the exporting licensing system, rather than try to do it by stretching the good trade of the enemy. Is out. The Export Administration Act is a doubtful, I say, but I think we should ask it. Let me ask you, unless we have that system, will it control with our exporters? You see, I mean, all exporters must notify the Secretary of Commerce before everything is done. Exporters must notify the Secretary of Commerce of export orders for bulk commodities received up to the state in 3 days. In other words, what I'm trying to get at is that it is an empty cannon until we get legislation, or...
The legislation issue is not... It's not firm yet. They think maybe you can do it without legislation.
Well, it says here, yes, an exporting licensing system will be imposed under the Export Administration Act, which provides very doubtful legal authority in this case.
And it'll be challenged. But you see,
why don't we just do it?
That's right.
In the meantime, I think what we ought to say, I'm going to do it under the Export Administration Act, but I also ask the Congress for new authority, which will be clearer in this thing. PL 480, how do we can handle that, can't we?
Well, that's related, of course, to this. I mean, technically, licensing are not issued if there's a determination of shortage. But I've talked to them, George about it, and talked to the eight people. And I think we've got enough flexibility there. A, you're going to meet and reaffirm you meet your commitments. B, you can make a determination at a given time on a case-by-case basis. But if there's a hot issue, he seems to think we can make a determination in favor of providing the PL for him. Now, that's not sorted out sufficiently, and that's why we want to be a little bit careful to keep that fuzzed up. See, a notification.
Will have some effect.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And it can be stopped. Which you can just send them, it's just not going to work. There's a degree of softness in there. They've had justice working on this this afternoon and the expert on the aid. But I think the way you've laid this out is manageable, so I would just want to check it out. In other words, we'll do it under that act and really request legislation. And they may even vote it tomorrow. Now, we, you, Scott, wrote a letter from you to Mansfield telling them to hold up on the vote that you're going to make a decision. I think it's far better not to do that than to let our people get up and fight tomorrow, keep the vote from coming, which they can do very easily.
Well, we can, we better let the Congress know in the morning that we're going to be at 6 o'clock and that we're going to go on television. That lets them know there's a decision. It's right there, see, rather than a letter. And I would just simply call Mansfield, this is about that. We appreciate your holding the vote up.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
That's the better way to do it. I think
I was trying to, you know, build up all their morale around here, but I hope you did.
I think you did, and I don't think George's morale has been down. It's been down for a long time because he's overworked. He's overworked and he's had a degree in what he considers to be bad news on his economic business. That's Herb Stein's problem. Dunlap is a little bit tougher than that.
Yeah. He just sees it through, but Al, we couldn't live. We could not live with the idea of just what Agnew said in his cryptic note, tough it through. And Flanagan says, tough it through. So we just can't do it. The Congress won't let us.
It is the worst time of all to have a defeat imposed on you by the Congressman. This one, my own issue. When people are measuring.
How do you read Connolly as to what he wants to do or something?
I
suppose I talked to Hoyer about it.
Yeah. I heard what you heard. He's obviously thought about whether or not he wants to be around for the
cabinet.
The cabinet, the official aspect.
Farmers.
Yeah. And I think he's right.
I have a feeling that he's right. For him to be at cabinet meetings is not good. For him to be at... But I think he should be at... like, for example, you have meetings at the Quadrant or...
he's just talking about this one issue, sir.
Oh,
he's coming back. He'll be back Monday. He's going to work with us on anything you want.
Will he?
Yes, sir. What this is all about is George Shultz... A public difference has been talked about.
Right.
And he just doesn't want to be undercut George by being here.
I see. But he'll come back on other issues.
Oh, absolutely. Can't see. That wasn't a swan song here.
No. I thought it was a swan song as far as the cabinet was concerned. But
no, sir. He's talking about this particular economic decision.
Well, he's coming back, fortunately, to the Dennis Depression.
And he will come to any cabinet meeting. She wanted to. He's already agreed to that.
Good.
And any Quadriad meeting, anything else. This is a controversial decision. He wants to keep himself a little clean here.
How about the energy meeting? How about him coming to that?
The energy, he's agreed to participate. Well, has been.
Is there going to be a meeting on energy Thursday or not?
Well, we're still in a hell of a problem. Payne couldn't make it. Then Horton couldn't make it.
Horton couldn't.
Horton's got on. He just had a heart attack and he said he couldn't take it on. We're still pressing. The package is ready to go.
Well.
And I hope we'll be ready to go Thursday, but
maybe we'll
get it slimmer until we get the right guy. And I don't see any reason to buy a pig and a poke.
Oh. I'll do this week and let everything go, huh?
If we don't have the right guy, that's what we should do. The important thing is to have a man that is
impeccable
for this job.
Do it right. We waited to get the FBI guy and we got the right one, sir.
Sure. And we're not that frank on this thing. And this hell is in this economic thing all right for... And Henry, I think, I am confident Henry's going to get it.
All right.
I know these bastards, they go through the same thing they did with us. Remember, I was Saigon, but it turned down and I, within 24 hours, it had. Also, White House, you say, told me when I talked to him, he said, if you got the election thing, we'll have it. We got their language on the election exactly the way they asked for it. And you see, they tap.
Yeah.
They tap, but he would have said that. He's got to be saying that for positive knowledge. So we got some two good items of news, and then we're running out the price on Saturday, which would be damn good. I'm awful upset about John's letter. I'm upset about it for a couple of reasons.
Look, let me tell you why I showed it to you. I showed it to you because he sent it in privately.
No, I'm glad.
I want you to know that you cannot have any relationship with me unless you know every darn answer when I come. And let me say, it did not send me a bit. I just wanted you to get your judgment on it. That's all. Why were you upset?
Because
of the writer.
That he'd write, he never called me, he just never said a word. If he had any problem with my style, I expect to hear it from him. Not running to you with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, secondly, I don't think it's right.
So that's the part that he's wrong. It's not calling you would be understandable. People would say, well, if I wired it or some other damn thing.
He knows the circumstances. Now I've talked about, I've told about the calling many times. He sees something he doesn't like.
Good.
Because I value Bob's judgment. It's just a lot of buckshot in there.
Yeah. I'll leave it with you.
And I don't like him to take on land unless he really knows what he's talking about.
Aaron refuses to defend him and apologizes for you to every reporter he has lunch with. These fellows apparently don't care that you are in the fight of your life personally.
Yeah, it's hard to get fair thing to say.
He's a loyal lawyer, is loyal to you.
Together. I think 9 o'clock every morning.
Yeah. the captain. Now, one problem, all coming in, is that Bryce is a little wordy. You know, he takes quite a bit of time, but you could bring that in and maybe have him come in and have Sigler come in too. I think Sigler is quite an asset in this kind of thing. I mean, you think so?
He is. Yes, sir.
The other one I was going to think of is in terms of our, you know, if you start going on, I've got to find a way to, no, but we see Ann Armstrong and Roy Ash and so forth, and Ken, meeting pretty well with them, don't we?
I think you do, Dan. I know, I, one thing that I was thinking of, we changed the staff meeting in the morning to have Mel and Bryce, Ash, Ron and myself, and Kissing, and Schultz. And once a week, if you could just pop in.
Sure.
Yes, you did. comply.
The other thing I was going to say, that when negative comes in, I think you should be with him. I have not had him alone a couple of times, and I have found that every time he goes out, total distortions of what I've said.
I agree with that, sir.
Don't you agree?
Yes. Yes, and then he's boxed. We can't.
Yeah.
People can never question
him. We'll see him on Thursday.
And that we're all set to move on, because I've talked to Bryce about handling the vice president, and Laird, of course, has already started working on it. He's unsettled. Every time new people come in, people get unsettled, and especially a guy like Laird. That unsettles people. But that doesn't mean that they're ready to resign, that their morale is low. Hell, I've never known our staff to be up.
And I think they're up better than they were before.
They're all 100% right.
The captain's up because they feel that we're playing there.
Actually. And you know, you can read it in the newspapers. This stuff leaks out of this building. And it's being written. That kind of stuff is always a reflection of morale. Yeah. The first 2 weeks I was here, we kept hearing all the funny things about everything stopped, morale's down, people are holed up in their offices. That's disappeared. I just know you've got enough on your mind and enough to worry about without that kind of nonsense.
No, yes, I know.
I don't like to see you have to be put through that.
Well, I want you to know that I'm not allowing it to get me down, but I just want you to know that I want to lay out the problem and knock on the head with any problem with any of these guys. I don't really see how I can see many more. I mean, I think a lot of these guys don't realize, I got a hold of Collins, I got a hold of Henry's, you know what I mean? You probably don't know how often I have to call Henry. I call him 3 or 4 times a day just to cheer him up.
You know, if he doesn't talk to you, he pounces.
Yep. I don't mind. It's worth it. Well, we're doing great.
We're doing fine.
I don't know why John didn't mention Bizarre, but he says we need a lawyer that's on our side here. I don't know. What do you think what's he got in for Carmen?
Well,
his lawyer is not Carmen. I told you because of an anti-Jewish attitude. But...
I must say, now, with Glenn Garvey, he's working about 16 hours a day. He's here late at night. I get him anytime. He's always got his antenna up for things we should be doing. A lot of times I don't agree with him. But he is totally dedicated to doing the job. And while I don't agree with him, that's something else again. It's good to have that guy. That
for sure. I guess he relies on about 3/4 of the people in this country.
I've never seen this.
Is there any way you should follow up on Conley? I mean, he didn't think he should come. I think if you would call him tonight and say that the president was very disturbed because he thought that he was said he wouldn't come to any cabinet meetings. He would like him in all cabinet meetings and all energy meetings in the future if he's willing to come to cabinet energy and NSC. I'm going to have him in the NSC too. He's a very valuable man to have around. And tell you, that's what I'd like to have, the NSC, the cabinet energy. And that doesn't pose any problem with anybody else. Dr. John Conley in that cabinet is a hell of an accident. Huh?
You know, he made very clear to be back on Monday. I'll be back on Monday. He was worried about this economic decision and its development.
He thought that he misinterpreted that he was here and he could get it free to somebody else. Did.
That he overruled George Shultz and George. He wants George to be the spokesman.
Sorry, George Rushman.
No, he was right on it. See, I know Collins' attitude's good because Clemens told me it was. I had several talks with him over the weekend. I've talked to him a dozen times, twice today and this morning. He'd tell me if he had a problem. He's a very direct guy. Now, I knew when he was unhappy. I came in and told you that.
Yeah. Why, because I have seen.
Can't eat his own stuff with my lawyer.
He likes to be seen alone at times, and sometimes I would like to do it, but I haven't had quite the energy to do it lately. But I think a meeting like this he likes.
He loves it, and he, you know, you're very supposed to something, you ask his views on each
point. Well, I think that who else in that whole group would could give me a political view about environmental legislation? George Jones, Herb Stein, Roy Edge, not even you. You know what I mean?
No way.
John Conley knows the farmers, he knows the milk producers, he knows the thing, and he keeps us from making some terrible mistakes.
No, I tell you, I'm a great admirer of his. I think he's a really fine individual, smart, and selfless, really, although he's
yes, a fool. He wants to help the country.
That's right. He didn't turn around and got an all-day plane tonight. If you've asked him to, I'm glad you didn't, because I think the best thing for him is to be a one.
I wanted these guys to get the impression that even today we have to think a hell of a lot about their problems. There are other things going on in the world. Everybody around here, you know, thinks that there's the only thing that matters is what they're going to. Heck, I've seen Ash this morning. I've seen Scowcroft. I've talked to cleared a couple of, you know, messages and so forth. I've talked to you. I've talked to Ziggler. You know, they're
yeah, that's right. There's nothing that you talk, you deal with is anything but just damn tough. And it's not something you just roll off. Kissing your problems one day was really brutal.
Yeah. Talking to Sarge on the phone. Except for the preparation the deeds got by. I'm not going to think of that. Letting fire, I mean, I'd just be glad to get it over with.
I'd be glad when it's done, because I think it's going to be, while troublesome, it's going to be a hell of a lot worse than the uncertainty of a skyrocket walking around. I just don't think it's going to be that significant.
Well, he could have more than he said. He could have less.
A hell of a lot less.
Raise $1 million. It was a very good thing.
Well, do it. Why wasn't it done?
Yeah, why did they keep everybody quiet? So it wouldn't work. Part of this being wrong.
Well, I worried about let him slip. Each month, each week, we gather a little more strength. Even though they hit a little harder, we can take it a little better.
I think we're going to be over this month. Unfortunately, the rest will be a lot.
But frankly, after we get Dean off, I'm not going to have a lot of thought to it because Hall and Irving only tell stories and they'll be conflicting in some ways and supporting in others, but they're not going to be hurting the president either of those. You can tell from the tone of Irving's letter that he isn't about to hurt me. Dire.
I couldn't conceive of it.
No, sir.
Neither were Colson.
Colson?
Yeah. Yeah. Bob is just too needless.
Good. I'll see you later.
See you.